This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Ibis. President Donald Trump said Monday that a new day is coming in Latin America as he sought to rally support among the largest Venezuelan community in the U.S. for opposition leader Juan Guaido. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president has said opposition leader Juan Guaido is the rightful leader in Venezuela. He called Nicolas Maduro a Cuba puppet. He also had a message for the military supporting Maduro.
You will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose everything.
The president says socialism has ravaged Venezuela.
Even the world's largest reserves of oil are no longer enough to keep the lights on.
He has been looking to draw a contrast with the policies of progressive Democrats back at home, which he brands as socialist.
America will never be a socialist country.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Protesters are gathering across the country to decry President Trump's national emergency declaration to fund his planned U.S.-Mexico border wall. The President's Day demonstrations assailed the declaration as undemocratic and anti-immigrant. Protester Bishop Garrison says it does nothing to make the country safer.
This is a wall that neither Mexico nor Congress want to pay for, that the American people do not want, and that will not make our nation any more secure.
The declaration shifts billions of dollars from military construction to the border. The move came after Congress didn't approve as much as the president wanted for the wall. President Trump is lashing out at former FBI director, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and the current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. During an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday, McCabe described Rosenstein as having raised the prospect of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. The president said the two looked like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught, and also called it treasonous. This is VOA News.